الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And by the way, the only text that you're required for this class is Quran. And you get that for free on the internet, online. Go to Quran, Quran.com, and you can just follow along on that particular page or site. You get it for free from the so-called Why Islam. You go to the stores, and they will sell us a Quran near you, just so you can follow along with me. And when we're not having class, you can always read for yourself what the Quran says. If you're looking for various answers in your life, you can always go to the Quran, and many times you will find the answers to shape in or help you to shape your life or make your life better. Now let me continue. By the way, those who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. And today's topic, and every time we have a class, we have different topics. Today's topic is, who should be your companion or your friend? The inside the Quran, you could turn to chapter 10, verse 62. Again, chapter 10, verse 62. And I read it in Arabic first, and then translate it into English. Ala inna awliya'a ya'al Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. And it says, be aware, the friend of Allah has nothing to fear or to regret. If you're a friend of Allah, get close to Allah, and you do what Allah tells you to do, or he does or she does what Allah tells them to do and not to do, then you become a friend of Allah. But if you do the opposite of what Allah tells you to do, then you do not become a friend of Allah, and you're the opposite, of course, opposite of a person being your friend, it become your enemy. But I'm trying to connect you all with what is best from Islamic standpoint about friendship and about making sure you have the right companion to be your friend. And the first thing you can think about to be your friend, I didn't say your mother, I didn't say your father, I didn't say the person you grew up with or went to school with, I said Allah. And then again, chapter 10, verse 62, it says, be aware, the friend of Allah has nothing to fear or to regret. And so we see here, my beautiful students, is that you definitely want to be a friend of Allah, and you have nothing to fear by being a friend of Allah, and nothing to regret by being a friend of Allah. and also in chapter 7, verse 196. Again, chapter 7, verse 196. And in this particular chapter, in verse, it says, "My protector is Allah, who has revealed his book, and he is the protecting friend of the righteous." So you want to be amongst those people that you want to be friends to Allah. He revealed the book, which is the Quran, that you should have with you, or after this class, you should try to make connections and make it your goal to make sure you get a copy of Quran. And you don't have to wait till our next class to open it up. You go ahead and open it up on your own. I just advise you, there are some places you should not read it. One of those places, for example, read it in the places where you relieve yourself. The bathrooms, restrooms, whatever you want to call them. Some call them wash closets. Whatever you call them, don't necessarily read Quran there. You can wait until you get outside and then let it draw you in what is being said in the Quran. Again, in chapter 7, verse 196, "My protector is Allah. He has revealed this book," meaning Quran, "and he is the protecting friend of the righteous." Also is mentioned in what you call Hadith Qudsi. Qudsi is Qudsi, which is they're the words of Allah, but not the words that we use when we're making prayer. We don't necessarily, because when we make prayer and use in our prayer, we use the words of Allah, which is from Quran. But the Hadith Qudsi in particular, these are basically words from Allah that we don't necessarily, they have a lot of meaning to them and a lot of wisdom there, but we can't use them or don't use them in our prayers, but also our reminder. And so it says in Hadith Qudsi, "My faithful servants reward from me. Or my faithful servants reward from me. If I have taken to me his best friend from amongst the inhabitants of the world, and he has bore it patiently for my sake, should be nothing less than paradise. For us, taking Allah as our friend, out of all the companions, all the people in this world, we take Allah as our friend and protector. And it's that we will have nothing less than paradise." And if you go to my previous episodes, you will find out information. I talked a little bit, very, very little, about paradise and what happens in paradise. And so Allah says here, just bear patiently. When you're talking about the beautiful thing about this beautiful faith of Islam, people may not view it see it as beautiful. They may see it as harsh and start harassing the people that embrace Islam. But then they have a verse in the Quran where it talks about words from Allah, where it talks about the people, all the ones who are the polytheists, the associate partners with Allah, and different people of the book or the scriptures. They will harass, and we receive that. Harass people and say things, harass Muslims and say things to Muslims. But Allah says to fear Allah and to be patient. Well, that's what we should strive for and aspire for. But that's a whole nother class. But let me continue what I'm saying. You're talking about friend. First of all, we're talking about taking Allah as our friend. And then taking as a prophet, and peace be upon him, as our friend. Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, said, "If I were to choose a bosom buddy, I would have definitely chosen Abu Bakr as my bosom buddy. But he is my brother and my companion, and Allah the Exalted, the Glorious, had taken my brother and companion, meaning the prophet himself, as a friend." I know there's a lot going on because the Prophet Muhammad said that, look, if I'm going to take a friend in this world, it will be my father-in-law. It will be Abu Bakr. But he is my companion. And that the companion of the Prophet himself and his friend is Allah. Allah, the exalted, the glorious, has taken my brother and companion, meaning Prophet himself, as a friend. And so, my beautiful students, secondly, we see that Allah has taken Prophet Muhammad as a friend. I want to also advise you is that when you get into the life of the Prophet, you more than likely would take him as a friend. I have read his story over and over, the Sirah, over and over again about him. I know how it began, I know the middle, and I know the end, because I read it so many times and studied it within my studies. But I know that each time I get to the end, I don't want to get to the end of reading about him, because of course he dies. And the other piece to it is that I felt like he was a friend of mine, a bosom buddy of mine, a close companion of mine, an advisor, and want to protect me from going to the hellfire and protect my family from going to the hellfire. And that's what friends are for, and that's what it's all about. Friends are about protecting you and take care of you and having your back. And no matter what, they have your back. If they have to tell you something you really don't want to hear, or you do something wrong from Islamic standpoint, you don't want to hear that. But then again, you should hear it, because they want you to do right and enter paradise. And so they may tell you something that you did. Say, for example, Mathel, you backbit someone. You said something about a person that's, for example, if it's true, you backbit them. If it's not true, then you slander that individual. And they said, don't do that, brother or sister. They said, don't do that. They don't backbite this individual. Don't slander this individual. That's the kind of friend you want. Not a friend that always gonna say, yes, yes, go ahead. That is really necessary a friend for you. One is gonna help you and make you a better person, but this one's gonna be more so supportive of your bad habit and your bad deeds. And you should be the same for them. You don't want to support them regarding their bad habits and bad deeds they do. And remind them to do good and to stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim, to stay on a straight path. Also, it was narrated by Abdullah, son of Ibn Umar. He said, the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, the best friend in the sight of Allah is he who is the well-wisher of his companions. And the best neighbor is the one who behaves best towards his neighbors. And it always asks us, or instructs us as Muslims, to be good to our neighbors. One time a companion said that the Prophet was, he just pushed on them, drilled into them, upon them, about taking care of your neighbors, looking out for your neighbors, those who are near and those who are far. He said he did it so much so that the companions thought that he was going to require them to make their neighbors heirs. Meaning you have to leave something for them when you die. They inherit something from you when you die. That's how much he emphasized that to take care of your neighbor and look out for your neighbor. And again, it's just another thing about regarding friendship. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best friend in the sight of Allah is he who is the well-wisher of his companions. And the best neighbor is the one who behaves best towards his neighbors. And you're talking about the well-wisher is, of course, you want for your brother what you want for yourself. You want your brother or your sister be taken care of and looked after, and you want them to take care and look after you. That's the kind of person you want close to you. That's your best friend. That it says in the sight of Allah is the individual which is the one who is the well-wisher. Also, it was narrated or said by Anas ibn Malik, Anas the son of Malik. He said, a man asked the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, O messenger of Allah, when anyone of us meets a Muslim or a friend, should he then bow his head as a sign of courtesy to him? He said, may peace and blessing upon him, no. The man said, should he embrace and kiss him? He said, no. The man then asked, should he clasp his hands? He said, yes. In other words, should he shake his hands? And you have some that say when a person shakes another person's hand, another Muslim hand, for example, then sins just drop off from due to the head, the hand shaking. And so we should meet the individual. And when I see my Muslim brother, I see my friend, I should shake his hand. This is what I to do. And when a woman sees another Muslim woman or a Muslim friend, a person who is their friend, who is a female, for example, she should also go ahead and shake their hand. So he said no to bowing your head, no to kissing them, no to embracing them. But he did say yes to shaking hands. Also the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, the example of a good companion who sits with you in comparison with a bad one is I, like that of a seller and a blacksmith bellows or what you call a furnace. From the first, you shall either buy musk or enjoy a good smell, while the bellows would either burn your clothes or your house, or you get a nasty smell from them. So it says here that basically the types of friends. You have one that basically is an oil seller, smells good. You want to be around them. They may give you some oil. They may sell you some oil. Or some of the oil to get on you. I know sometimes, for example, when I shake a brother's hand, a man's hand that has oil, then something I can smell, I can walk away and smell whatever oil he has on him on my hand. It just transfers from him to me. Same thing with behavior. If a person has good behavior, you want to be around an individual. You don't want the individual to leave you. That individual remind you of the good that you should be doing. Or if you're that good person, you're reminding people of the good that they should be doing. But then on the other hand, you have the individual that, now I'm not knocking people who work around furnaces, but also you should have individuals that may have the soot or whatever get on their body, on their skin, on their clothing, something that may not smell good, too well, or too good. And then it may get on you. Or they touch you, or they hug you, something like that. Some of that, or behavior-wise, some of that may get onto you, and you start imitating on their behavior. And so I just want to remind my beautiful students about when you're talking about trying to find a good friend, a good companion, you want the companion that smells good, like oil smell, if you would. Not the person who has that foul smell, as if they worked around soot and they get on their clothing and bad behavior, it gets on you and you kind of copying their behavior. And sometimes their bad behavior becomes good behavior, which is not a good thing. Because sometimes people do bad so much that they think it's good. No, you want to do good so much and let Allah be pleased with you. It's also mentioned, and though we do not want to be like one of these people I'm getting ready to talk about, so we can look in chapter 25, verse 27 through 29. Again, chapter 27 through 29. Again, please, my beautiful students, make sure that you turn to, again, chapter 25, verse 27:2-9. And it says, on that day, the wrongdoers, meaning the Dolly mean, the wrongdoer will bite his hand, saying, oh, woe that I had only taken the pathway alongside the Rasul, meaning the prophet. Oh, would that I had never chosen so-and-so for my companion. He was the one who led me astray from the ammunition even after it had reached me. Shaitan is ever treacherous to man. So we see here, I could just read this one and we'd be done and close out this class, but I just have a few more things to say, so don't go away. And that is, you're talking about the on a wrongdoer, on a day of judgment, on a wrongdoer, biting his hand, chewing out on his hand, like biting his lower lip kind of thing. It's like, man, I'm in a bad way. I did not follow the pathway alongside the prophet. I did not follow him. I did not do what he told me to do and stay from what he told me to stay away from. I did the opposite of that. But instead of him being my companion became so-and-so. And so-and-so led me astray. And it's the like Shaitan holding you by your hand on the, being on the wrong path. And keep in mind, my students, I talked about this before in one of my early episodes, and when I talked about Shaitan or the devil, and I talk about the fact that on the day of judgment, the devil is going to say, or Shaitan is going to say, and say, like, look Allah, or listen Allah. You basically, you already know this, is that I just suggested to these people to do so-and-so. That's all I did. I did not make them do anything. All the things that they did, yes, I suggested it, but they did it on their own. They can either go down either path in the fork of the road. Go down the right path towards you or follow me on the wrong path. And many of these people, they follow me on the wrong path. And they had the opportunity to make the right decision, but they made the wrong decision. So they can't come to me on this day and say, you are the reason I'm going to hell. You are why I'm getting punished. No, that's not true. It's you, the individual. You decided to do thus and so. And so you are the reason that you are getting punished on this day. And so watch who you take as your companion. Take the prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, as your companion. Read for yourself. Don't just listen to what I say in class. I'm just an instructor. Just instructing you about various basic aspects about Islam. You read about it all the time. It's in the paper, on YouTube, or wherever your way you get the information about Islam. But you enter this class to get more clarification and explanation about the faith of Islam. And I'm here as your instructor and your teacher to teach you about what Islam is and what Islam is not to the best of my ability. Very, very, very basic information I'm giving you about Islam, because Islam, you have volumes and volumes of book on this beautiful way, a way of life. Volumes of it. Starting with Quran, and you have 100 up to 114 chapters there, to all the various explanations about Islam where you can look it for yourself. Or look up for yourself. You can go to the various masjids and talk to the imam or leadership there. Go to the classes there. Look, you don't have to become Muslim. No one telling you to become Muslim. I'm just saying this is what Islam is, and then you can decide for yourself if you want to be a Muslim or not. That would be up to you. For example, you may be the person to become a Muslim, only Muslim in your family. Like myself personally, I became Muslim and coming from another background, a religious background, I became Muslim, and I was the only Muslim that I knew of in my family. And I practiced, and so now I have many other people, not maybe necessary for me, many other members of my family, a sister, a blood sister, nephews and the like, that are cousins and the like, they're Muslim. Whatever reason, they became Muslim. Maybe for my being my companion, or just reading about Islam on their own. I had read something, I don't know if it's true or not, and Allah knows best, that it was a priest, and he became Muslim, and then thousand upon thousand of his followers, they became Muslim too. So that was the larger thing. I did it on my own or by myself, and then other people here, there, they became Muslim. And then you have this one man, and Allah knows best if it's true or not, became Muslim, and then basically his flock are the ones who follow him. They all became Muslim too, and Allah knows best if it's true or not. But the thing is, don't be afraid to find out about Islam on your own. And then you pray on it, and you pray on it, and you pray on it, and then make a decision and what feels right inside your heart. And it is also mentioned in chapter 43, verse 38. Again, chapter 43, verse 38. And it says, ultimately, when that person will come to us on the day of judgment, he will say to his shaitan, I wish that I was far apart from you as the east is from the west. You turn out to be an evil companion. So just watch who you take on as your companion. There may be some people that they act like they're your friend, but they want to mislead you. They want to take you on the right path. They will not be happy until you are like them. And so we may say, as I mentioned to you before, we may say to Shaitan, you were not a good companion, you were an evil companion. And again, okay, that's his job. From the beginning, from Adam until the last man, that Allah gave that to him. You can let those people are going to follow you, but they're going to be a group of people that are not going to follow you. And I pray Allah that I am amongst a group of people, in the group of people that will not follow the shaitan and follow the prophet and peace be upon him, and also follow what Allah tells us to do and what Allah tells us not to do. And I hope that is the same for you. And also, we should not turn away from Allah or this might happen. And it's going to be also in chapter 43, verse 36. Again, chapter 43, verse 36. He who turns away from reminder of the compassionate Allah, we assign a shaitan for him who becomes his intimate companion. And so we want to remind ourselves about staying on the straight path. Remind ourselves to stay, to have the right companion with us, and that Allah does not assign the shaitan to misguide us and mislead us. And the prophet gave this warning, and he said, the prophet, may peace be upon him, said, a man follows the religion of his friend, so each one should consider whom he makes his friend. And so each one of us should watch out for who we make our friends, because we will follow them, their way, their path. We will end up following them, and we don't want to be following them. So, my beautiful students, to find out and learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can go to Why Islam. You can also go to the International Online University and also the American Open University, and both of those schools I attended. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi وبركاته.